Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. The date is Monday, and it's the fifth month, 30th day, 2011. So, we'll see if Carrie's out there, our co-host today. Are you out there, Carrie?
I'm out here, Ron, yes. And welcome, everybody. It looks like we just have a few people on the FOSS chat so far. So welcome to all of you and everyone else who isn't typing anything in. But if you have any questions, feel free to type away on the FOSS chat, which is just above the play button, and we're on Station 1 today, as you know if you're hearing us. So, Ron, what should we do today? What do you feel like doing?
I don't know. Those God clearings are pretty intense that we did yesterday, Sunday, on the 8-hour calls.
Yes, they were.
So we did, for the people not knowing what we did some energy work, clearing away how God betrayed you. Basically, like maybe you prayed to God and your prayers weren't answered. Maybe you did pray to God to get well and you got worse. Maybe you prayed to God because one of your animals were dying and God didn't help you. Maybe you were possibly in the service and one of the main survivors on a mission, and you prayed to God to help you, and then you had all the guilt because you're the last one that survived. And then why didn't God save the other people? And then we also did some clearings on how you're blessed by the God to kill people. So it's all very interesting. Remember, these are all aliens that people are connecting to, not source energy, because source energy does not need you to connect to it. You're already it. You're it. You have to go within. So everything else is alien, and the aliens are controlling you. Look up in the sky. Look at the ship clouds. Very obvious. You see flat bottom clouds all around you, and you wonder why they're flat bottom now. And why they were different when you were growing up, typically, if you're old enough to remember what a real cloud looks like. They do show up once in a while. But other than that, you're looking at aliens, because the clouds form up around these alien spacecraft, and they're up there, even though you can't physically see them. A lot of people think they're going to see sightings, see a nice silver, shiny ship up there with a bubble on the top, and you're going to be able to see the aliens and wave to them. And that doesn't happen. The ones that people normally do see, though, on the sightings are from the governments here, because they are physical, and that's the difference. And they also do abductions, but we won't get into that too much. We'll keep the show a little bit lighter today. So which God clearing can we do today for people, Carrie? If somebody wants to type one in here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what I felt the most yesterday. I'm not sure, but I remember you were also talking about how that can set up timelines when you say a prayer, and I was sort of having a visual of bobbing around down here on Earth, and suddenly, you know, you say a prayer, and it's probably like setting off a red flashing light. You become visible because you're alerting whatever forces are out there watching us, wanting to connect to us. It's kind of like, you know, what are those things called? A flare, setting off a flare, you know, when you've broken down and you're trying to show somebody where you are.
Yeah, you're saying, hey, come on and attack me. I'm here.
Yeah.
I need some help.
Yeah.
Or you go to church and you pay your money to be absolved of your sins for the last week, and maybe you didn't pay enough, and so next week you pay more and you're doing more prayers, and from there you're thinking that you're going to be in better graces. So here we go. Let's do one for God betraying you. A lot of people are religious. This might fit very nicely for them because not all their prayers are answered. And like I said, maybe you have an illness and you prayed to God to get well, and it got worse. And did you not say the right prayer? Maybe God is too busy, you know, and so you feel betrayed. So here we go. Betrayal of God energies here. So releasing those. We'll do some timeline releases. So you might actually see the clouds around you change. That happens quite often. Here we go. One, you may find like ice cube clouds up in the sky in about a half an hour. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, a lot of stuff here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I guess, Terry, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, we have a couple of questions, and I'm going to get to you guys in just a sec, but I've just had another sort of memory that brought up. And maybe this will be too heavy, Ron, maybe not, but here's another idea for something. I don't know if it would be a timeline crash or just a connection clearing, but the first time that we were introduced to a Bible or the Quran or the Torah or whatever religious book was in our culture, for me it was in primary school in England, and I think it was when we were about 9 or 10, they gave all of us a copy of Gideon's Bible, the Gideon's Bible version. And I remember going home that night and wondering, what is this all about, you know, and reading some of it and lying there and going off to sleep thinking about whatever little passage I had read. So what about a clearing for when we first encountered whatever book was the religion of our culture that we grew up in or our country that we grew up in?
Yeah, we could do that. Here we go. So we'll eliminate the gods that are controlling that particular energy at that time. Here we go. Clearing for that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you feel? And, boy, a lot of energy there. What are you getting, Carrie?
Yeah, I'm feeling it in my teeth. My front left teeth are throbbing. Like they're pulsing. That's weird.
So let's do a clearing here for people that maybe had to recite things from the Bible.
Okay.
Maybe you're in a good Catholic school and you had to do certain prayers or rituals or something, and we'll release that energy from you. Here we go. Maybe you had some type of orientation, indoctrination of belonging to a church or something. It reminds me of an old joke. I'll just switch gears here. I guess the guy was going to a Baptist church or something. And it kind of goes the fact that the minister, whatever, dunked his head in water and then pulled him out. And he goes, "Do you believe?" And he goes, "No, I don't believe." And he puts his head in the ground, you know, into the dirt, not dirt, but into the water again. And he says, a little bit longer, he goes, "Do you believe?" And he goes, "No, I don't believe." And he holds his head down now for about 30 seconds, and he pulls him up, and he goes, "Do you believe?" He goes, "Yeah, I believe you're trying to drown me." So anyway, that's
today's CLS joke.
Yeah, the CLS joke for today. So here we go. Religious stuff. What you were probably taught, believed in, have it maybe repeat a creed or something, or some type of thing that hooked you up to the aliens. Here we go. One, two, releasing that. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, there we go. So that may help you. A great question from Stephanie here. If someone is not in church and asks for help from the Creator, does the light hear? No. The only thing that's going to hear you is your own spirit. So the source out there does not listen to everything. It's not like the little jingle they talk about with Santa Claus, listening, seeing if you're good or bad or anything like that. No, source does not care what you do. Gives you free choice, free will. Right now, that's why we have ascension, is to get you away from what you caused yourself problems with, from free choice, free will. But no, it doesn't hear you. The only thing it's ever going to hear you is your spirit. And then are you going to listen for the answer? Did you drop within your heart? So no, there's nothing that you pray to or connect to outside of yourself. And it will not help you, no, because it can't. It leaves you alone to do what you want to do. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Kathy's question kind of ties in a little bit with this praying outside yourself somewhat. And she's asking for some clarification on the spiritual abandonment seven generation clearing. And is that for us when we feel our spirit has left us? Or what is that clearing about?
It can go both ways. It can go that you abandon your spirit by not communicating with it, feeling guilt now because you know that you haven't connected to it for a long time, and maybe even knowing about it in your bad, family genetics. The other thing is the abandonment would be how people feel, like we were talking about on this program today, starting off, that the spiritual abandonment is like that God energy not helping you. You have a problem, you ask for help, you pray to whatever you pray to, all of a sudden nothing happens. And you wonder what's going on here. Why did God kill your poor dog, or your puppy or something? Why did God allow that to happen? Well, it's because the aliens don't care, but you still have that abandonment from what your belief was at that time. So this can help you get it out of your DNA, because remember, who you are is your ancestors, and all your ancestors are living with you. So if they were very religious and you're not, you still have these problems. And you may wonder why God has treated you the way you're being treated. Some people just say, well, I got dealt a bad deck of cards in this lifetime and I got to suffer, and then understand why I have suffering. And the aliens want you to have that. But when you look at the whole thing in general, it's just all, very sad that people don't take control of their life and or can't take control, number one, because of the alien intervention here. But what you do have control over, people still give up that control to something outside of themselves. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marcy has an interesting comment. I was mentioning, receiving a book, a Bible, when I was a kid, that the school, our school gave us. It wasn't a Catholic school, it was just a C of E, Church of England primary school that we all go to over there. And she is saying that she found in a drawer her Keys of Enoch book and tore it up. So maybe, Ron, you can talk a little bit about what we should do if we still have books in our possession of that might have a religious nature or even channeled material that we previously had considered good spiritual information. We do about that?
Yeah, I can't really tell you what to do with it. I can tell you what it's doing to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, everything in text is coded with a certain frequency vibration. Remember, that's why we have a natal chart clearing, and it goes into letters and numbers, which, the letters go into names. like months, you know, and planets, etc. So you want to clear that off. Remember, the aliens gave you language here, numbers and letters to make a language. And certain letters, when they're connected together, can bring you different mind control patterns. It's very, very simple once you understand it. And so all the books that you have certain codes in it, even though if you're not reading it, you just have a book on your shelf, it can be transmitting to you information that and stuff, because it's right in your room with those words in that book. So a lot of people who do have books, even if they don't read them or they think they're just hanging out in their library, they used them maybe 20 years ago and somehow they just think they may use them again sometime, but they're hanging on to them. Those are still bringing in negative energy to you because the aliens are attached to those particular words. Remember, they gave the energy to somebody to write the book, number one. Okay, so, you know, everything basically is channeled. And so all this channeling is in that book. And the aliens are waiting for you to open it up to really connect to you. But it's still there. It's still like poison inside of the covers of the book. So a lot of people that I've talked with, once they realize that they don't want to get involved with all these things, take all their books and throw them out. They go to the dump with them. They don't want to hand them on to somebody else, like a used bookstore, because it can cause them harm as people start reading it. So then some people say, you know, I got $1,000 here, a book. Maybe I can get a couple $100 back on it, or $100 or something, so I'll just trade them in and let the poor other person who doesn't know much about what's happening, let them deal with the energy. But, if you get rid of the books in your house, you're going to find your whole house will lighten up. No, you just need one book with one page. And it could be, you know, it's very thin. Just as go within. That's your whole book. That's all you need. So back to you, Carrie.
So then that makes me wonder, Ron, what about a novel or a book of poetry or a book about health, physical health, like a dictionary of what herbs can do for the body? What is the energy that would be coming off those? They're not channeled, they're not religious, they're not on, you know, they're not.
They probably were channeled because people had to get the information from someplace, okay? So at some point they probably were channeled.
Okay.
But all I can tell you is to take your books that you have in your house, and if you have a way to put them like in your garage or something, just put them all in a box just for an experiment, and take them out of the room and get them out of your house and see how your house feels. And check it out in about a week. Remember, it may take a while for that residue to leave your house. And just see if it feels better by having the books released from it. And more than likely, it will feel different. When I first started doing clearings, I somehow kept a stack about probably maybe 2 foot high of the different clearings and the people, because I thought I might need to save them for something. And I wondered why the room started feeling so heavy. I didn't really understand it too much, not really thinking about it, until I got rid of them, and I burned them all, and the room completely felt different. And when I burned them, they have like, it was weird because the fire like was like had like a volcano effect sometimes, you know. It was really weird to watch the flames.
Wow.
But, and I had, you know, a lot of emotional clearings there from people that I've done in the past, and, you know, I wanted to, you know, enter them into a book, which I never have done, because it's just more paperwork and stuff, but I thought I'd just keep them. So, yeah, I had probably about a year and a half of stuff sitting and just full of negative energy. All my clearings are on there, and those clearings still held the charge of the person's emotional baggage. But that's what I do is I use a pencil like I do now. I have a paper full of marks on it from these God clearings. When I get done, this paper is going into the shredder, and that clears away the energy, breaks it up. So, yeah, if you do have a lot of books like that and you're just curious, you know, remember, let's say that you have books about romance and you like reading romance books. So you have your whole room full of this here because there's a lot of authors, you know, creating books that way. Well, maybe that's keeping you from having a romance because you think you're living one with all of these books. And you're bringing yourself into timelines from these books. Okay, I said timelines, remember. And you're living a false reality by what the words are in these books, and you're connected to them. So you may wonder why you never get a relationship, because because you have thousands of relationships with these timelines. So that might interest some of you out there, and that's what happens. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then could we, like I have quite an extensive library on natural healing stuff that I really would rather not burn.
Yeah.
So could I do...
Yeah. Well, just take it all and put it outside, you know, and just see if the energy changes.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, what about the object clearing?
It's kind of like collecting, this may sound kind of strange, maybe for you or other people, but it's kind of like having rotted garbage, you know, and you got them in all these little containers, and they're all on your shelf now, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't smell it, but it's still putting out energy. So.
Yeah.
You know, that's why when people, maybe move into a new house, for instance, there's nothing in the house and it feels great. A lot of times, the house could have negative energy from the prior people that live there, but typically, hopefully the house was cleared and you walk in the house, this place feels wonderful, right? And then you get in there and you bring all your stuff in, which will change the energy. So.
I do understand what you're saying. I just really don't want to burn all those books.
There are some that you may want to use, but just
know
what you have and get them out of your place, out of your house, so that they're not cluttering too much of your energy in the room.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, you know. I'm talking about religious books and stuff, that New Age metaphysics and all the channeling and everything else. Just think, if you got 100 people doing channeling and you got all these books about whatever they're channeling, you know, you got all those 100 aliens, if not more of them, in your room waiting for you to open that book up to abduct you. So,
yeah,
way of looking at it.
I got rid of all those. I already got rid of all those ages ago. It's my ones that I like that I want to... I'm thinking maybe the object clearing, though, on your site, would that be able to neutralize anything that's beaming out of those books or not?
Yeah, I would think so. If you took one at a time and neutralized them, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's another thing to put on the to-do list.
Yeah, to-do, yeah. Round to it, huh?
Yeah, really. Okay, so Stephanie's question has triggered a question for G, who is asking if you could... That was Stephanie's question about asking help from the Creator. So she is asking if you could elaborate on or explain the 12 creation source energies.
Yeah, there's 12 of those that created us, and I can bring them into us, but they don't necessarily connect to you ever. I can just bring the energy in so you can feel them, but they're not going to be listening to you. They definitely will not take any energy from you. If you try to connect them, because they don't want to be corded. Just, you know, remember, everything, nothing wants to be corded. So that's why when the darkness took the Jesus energy and Jesus left here, the light of the darkness created a cloned Jesus that walked the earth. And then they said, well, what you do now is you pray to Jesus. You cord Jesus for your healings, okay? And the darkness doesn't mind that, because they created these mind energy cords to connect you to other things. So it's a perfect scenario for them. You cord something, it can cord you back, and you're cording, the light of the darkness, Jesus. When he left here from the light ship, he was gone. So when he left, that was it. Nothing happened here on this planet, you know, until 2005. And so everybody that went to church for all of those years, we'll just say hypothetically 1950 years, there was no Jesus here, no divine being that you could really connect to have source energy help you. It only comes at ascension time. Other than that, you have your own spirit, and your own spirit is supposed to help you. So that's the way it is. But the dark side, you know, put up the Jesus. You know, I see signs on the highway going even from Mount Shasta, I think down at Sacramento, there's a guy who has, and I'm sure he's Christian, because he has this big semi-truck trailer parked with this creepy-looking, like, witch hand type of thing, dripping blood, and it says Jesus died for your sins or something, you know, the blood of Jesus. And even, you know, Christians talk about the blood of Jesus. They use that phrase. Well, you know, it gets to be kind of weird, but they still think that blood is saving you, you know, and it's doing nothing. And then you get the people who are trying to look up all the information about Jesus, trying to find his history of his parents, his lineage, to see if anything is left here on this planet that would have that divine spark energy. No, it left. Doesn't matter what those people before that had, the source energy just strictly took the body, reconfigured it completely, okay, took away the genetics, so even his children would not have had the same genetics that he had, because the light chip had no body genetics in him, no DNA. That's why he could do healings. So it was not passed on, you know, from generation to generation. A lot of people are looking for that, thinking that they can find something out there or the lineage of him as these divine sacred people. No, it does not work. Not even his children had that divine spark. They had his regular, ordinary body genetics that he had in him when he conceived children. It was not source energy. But he had to use the body genetics to do that. The light was not transferred from him into his offspring. So that could open up a whole new can of worms. There's a lot of people are out there looking for, you know, like the Holy Grail or whatever, or this special energy from Mary Magdalene or Jesus or whatever, and it does not exist. It was taken off planet when he left. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so she was also asking if we can command our spirit to bring in those 12 source energies.
Probably not. I can bring him in for you, but your spirit cannot. No, your spirit's completely separated from the light chip. When you left the light chip because you chose to incarnate in the universe of light, you have no more connection to the light chip. All you have is your spirit. And your spirit does not go back to the light chip. It has its home base energy that it goes to, but it never goes to the light chip. Only at ascension time, when someone is here like myself doing the clearings, where I can take people up to the light chip. Other than that, it won't exist. So if Jesus was not here 2,000 years ago, people would not have the ability to go to the light chip either. So your spirit can't go there because it would be contaminated. Your spirit would look like density, like your body, because your spirit takes on the energy of your physical body, and it will look like an emotional body, and the light cannot handle that negativity, so it would terminate it. So you don't want to have that happening. This is why it's a special time every 2,000 years. So yes, you never go back to source. You left it, and you have the divine spark with your spirit, and that comes into the body that the spirit inhabits, and the body is created from light also. And this is the way it works. And the light doesn't hear your prayers. Only your spirit will, if you pray.
But we're made of those 12 source energies, so in a sense we have it with us always.
That's correct, yes. Your spirit's made up of the 12 source energies.
Okay. Well, hopefully, G, that is all clear to you. If you have any other questions about it, type those in. Or it in. Kathy's worrying about her cookbooks, Ron. Doesn't want to throw away her cookbooks. This book thing is difficult for a lot of us. I used to run a bookshop. I love books.
Yeah, it depends what's in them, you know.
Yeah.
I'm more or less talking about spiritual teachings.
Yeah.
And channelings and stuff, okay, where it can connect you to something that you don't want to be connected to, somebody else's belief system, in what they think or believe the divine is, or anything like that. But yeah, going further, you know, cookbooks would be channeled, and it would have energy in it. You just neutralize it. Neutralize your cookbook.
Right. good. Okay, so we don't have to throw everything away. The ones that are not spiritual, not channeled, not New Age, not metaphysical, we can keep and neutralize them. Okay.
Yeah, well, you want to bring peace energy. You want to take all the words and neutralize what the words are.
Because they might have been written by a grumpy, horrible person who just happened to like cooking, and then you might get grumpy, horrible energy in your cookbook.
That's true. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
So and maybe that'll transfer onto your food.
Yeah. Ugh.
Oh.
Not good. Okay. So we have some more questions. Some of them might be a bit heavy and big, so you say if you want to do these, Ron. So Pat is asking if you can clear the idea that we are flawed due to the doctrine of original sin.
Yeah, here we go. We'll see what we can do here.
Okay.
I can take away part of it, so here we go. I'll probably be putting up a God clearing, I think, if I get prompted enough by people to have these. We already have the, religious indoctrination clearing up. On the website. I think we have two different clearings that would also help with this here. But here we go. Original sin. So here we go. One, two. Remember, these are all things that are ingrained in everybody, which is probably why you're hooked up and having problems today, because you have the separation from your spirit and you. Because they told you to separate it. They never told you to connect to your spirit. They said to go outside of yourself. And there's always something wrong with you on a spiritual level. Of course, that's why you have the Cosmic Federation's teachings. That's why you have the Great White Brotherhood. That's why you have other aliens out there, promoting what they're doing. Because you're not good enough. So here we go. One, releasing these energies. Two, three, and what if you go to the wrong church? Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Remember, they created a spiritual hierarchy, and you have to evolve into that hierarchy to become more spiritual. And that's the way the dark side works. And the aliens also under that same control. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Marcy is bringing up the issue of being baptized. I'm wondering if the spells and hexes and curses clearing could be used to clear this, because in a way,
what it would be, because you're putting something on you.
Yeah.
To do that. Yes, uh-huh. You are cursing yourself. You know, your parents are cursing you when you get baptized, yeah. So I would probably go into that... that clearing.
Yeah, and then curses and spells and hexes is also in the self-empowerment clearing in the drop-down box there. I'm trying to remember. Yes, there is an option in there for other. Would it work in there, do you think, Ron?
If you use it that way, yeah. I don't see why it would not.
Yeah, there's two ways of getting that off, Marcy, if you want to do either of those. That's interesting. Okay, now Trent has a question, which is a real whopper, might be too much, but we'll see. He's asking, can you clear religious rites done on people when they were hurt or died in wars? Now, that's obviously going to be millions of people probably at this point in time.
Okay.
So maybe we can just pick a little slither.
Yeah, we could try that here to free people up that have died, yeah. Dulce has a similar question. That I saw, the Memorial Day entities. Very possible, yeah. Emotional bodies hanging around from soldiers making you feel bad, et cetera, because a loved one died. Here we go. So let's get rid of these energies here. One, two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. A lot of energy moving. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And if you happen to have a picture of a loved one that maybe has died in a war, or maybe they died, but you have a picture of them, since it's Memorial Day, we'll just talk about that. And maybe they're in uniform. And because we're talking about this particular day to honor the dead soldiers, it's very possible that the emotional body of that being, that person, could come into that photograph. So what we'll do now is clear that for people here and take away that emotional body. And that could even make you sad as you look at this person. They don't have to necessarily have died in a war. It's just that you have a picture of them in uniform. And because this day amplifies that particular time, that emotional body might come into that picture to show itself off. Like, I'm here, hello. So let's get rid of that emotional body for everybody. This should lighten your whole room up. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So I hope that's helped all of you out there. You might feel emotional if that's the case. And it's only because of, the situation with the emotional body. Remember, the emotional body's body hop at funerals, which makes you sad because they're sad because they can't have a body any longer, and they come into you and give you their grief. And that's what happens. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Sherry, I'm reading what you're writing, and I'm not quite sure what you're asking. Ron, I'm going to read this to you. Maybe it'll make more sense to you. Sherry's asking, why do the aliens create paradoxes so one truth cancels another? Does this cause us to be cloned?
Well, there are different beliefs from different alien races. So, yeah. So there are different alien races having different belief systems. Just like I say, when you go to any church, every church will be controlled by a different alien race. And it could even be controlled by a different alien race or a different agenda of an alien race at different services. So that's quite interesting, too. So you always wonder, you talk to somebody, ask them, what church they go to, and they go to, say, the Baptist church, and then, you find out that someone else is going to maybe a Methodist church, and you're going to a Catholic church. Well, what do you think? My church is the best. And these people aren't going to be saved because the Bible tells me so. My church is the best church. And that's why Jesus will never come to any churches, because they're not teaching what he taught about. And it's kind of interesting. As I talk to a lot of people in New York, and I mention the word Jesus, they go, well, I'm Jewish. And they don't acknowledge Jesus typically. But even though Jesus was a Jew, so I don't know, I go, that's interesting, I said, wasn't he Jewish? He goes, oh yeah, but, well, it makes no difference, they're just, they have their own, Kabbalah philosophy and stuff, but still, you have to look at it as, what's the best church? Well, none of them. So Jesus couldn't come into any one of them, because he'd first say, why are you praying outside of yourself to aliens? They killed me. What are you doing that for, And right away, they would probably rush him out the door as fast as they could, and maybe commit him. So anyway, plus he may not look like the same man that they have pictures of on the wall. And especially, if you go to a black church, he would probably, if he showed up black, would the blacks accept him coming in as a black Jesus, okay? Or a Korean Jesus or a Spanish Jesus, how's he going to look? Anyway, that's another thing that you could think about that too. How would he come into a certain culture in a certain church of a different nationality, Anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, on the topic of Jesus, Bethany is asking, what do people take into their bodies when they do communion? You're saying eating the flesh and drinking the blood of Jesus.
Well, you're taking in whatever the aliens want to give you, because you're allowing yourself to be controlled by someone else, and you're doing a ritual on yourself. So what have you done in that ritual? You know what you've done. Now, most people don't know what they've done. I don't know what you've done. That's your spirit. You took something into you with certain words on. Remember, the aliens are in control of those words. So the words that you're saying, that ritual, what's behind that practice? You may not know what's behind it. But the words are there. The words have energy on them. This is why we're talking about books earlier. So what are you committing to yourself? What are you aligning your body with? How much harm are you giving yourself by having a ritualistic practice that you're doing on yourself done to you? How much have you harmed your body? And maybe, maybe you're having your spirit abducted during that time. I don't know. So it's a very good question. It's up to you to figure that one out. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay.
I'm sure we'll have a good answer.
In most of these situations, we're making some kind of vow. We're making some kind of agreement with something that we're unaware of, usually. I mean, I'm sure always in that moment. And we're making a pact with something.
Yep.
Where most of us are never undoing it. So, yeah, it's a real tricky situation. But all of us here today are lucky enough to know you, Ron, and have the tools to clear that from us. We're very, very fortunate to be living right now and have this opportunity. So Jim is saying, aliens are hungry. They like to eat us.
Yeah, that's true.
So, now Marcy is saying, what if we died in past lives? I was told I did. I'm not sure what that, oh, wait a minute. In my early years, I had lots of communion. What if I died in past lives? Does it affect us now?
Everything affects you now, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
You're living the life of your ancestors. Now, remember, your past lives may not be from your spirit, because your spirit's dusted off, and those records are very hard to find. People will call them Akashic records. I don't necessarily believe in that a whole lot. But who you are, really, with your stuff is your emotional traumas and baggage from all the lifetimes of your ancestors. So this is what you're dealing with. Remember, your body is bringing you all this stuff. And you're here now with your spirit to clean out your body. Just like, every time you're born, when your spirit comes into a body, it cleans it out. And just know that that's what it's here to do. And it's joy of doing this here, after all this hard work, is to be able to use source energy, which is what it's made up of, to come into your consciousness and have wonderful creations of light. That's why it's here. So it does the negative things to help the body out. For it would be, say, negative, because it has all this baggage to go through. And then it's the positive thing is for it to be able to create wonderful things from light. So that's kind of where we are. So it's you have to kind of realize that you're it. You know, once you get everything taken away and you get rid of the books, get rid of all the teachings, and it's still going to be ingrained in you, but at least you got to start someplace with a clean slate. Just like having that clean room in a house with nothing inside of it. Then from there you figure out that only that you need is your spirit. You don't need anything else, any other teaching. That's why I say all you need is that one book with one page. Go within. And if you had that, your whole life would be pretty uncluttered. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I know you've mentioned in the past that Buddha came from the light ship 600 years before Jesus. And Tina is commenting, she's saying, taking Tibetan Buddhist vows are bringing in thought form. So maybe you can comment a little bit about that.
Yeah. Anything that's out there that has a ritual to it is going to be doing that. Some things might look nice on the surface, might be great. Remember, if you are in New York there, you know, going to, I think it costs about $25. Going to the Ripley's Believe It or Not place, I think it's 42nd Street by 8th Avenue, and going there, and you're going to see a skull, a Tibetan skull of one of the Dalai Lamas. And it's full of silver, they're like size of a nickel or dime, I think, pieces of silver all over the skull. It looks very beautiful until you look at it closer and you go, hey, that's a skull. And then on the wall it's saying that the Dalai Lama, they drink the blood of the Dalai Lama from this skull. Now, I need to get a little more clarity because I read it and, you know, didn't like it too much. But what I think they do, and maybe somebody could even go there who lives in New York and maybe read the little plaque on the wall, but I think they take the blood out of the Dalai Lama that died, and they take his skull, and they believe that the energy of the brain is in the skull, and they drink his blood. That's one of their ceremonies.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's right on the little plaque. And the skull is in glass, and so that's what the Tibetans do. So I go, well, I don't know how much different is that than the Mayans, you know, of at least maybe they didn't kill the Dalai Lama, but at that time, but that's what the Mayans are doing was drinking the blood and pulling out the hearts, trying to do worshiping. So what's the difference, you know? Might be a little different, but the end result, I think, is probably pretty close to the same. Believing in something else outside of yourself, having it control you, and that's it. So anyway, you could probably even Google it, I would imagine, and just see what's there. It might even be on Google, possibly. But that was in there. I saw that probably about 3 years ago. So anyway, that's what is there in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Creepy.
Yeah, you know.
I don't think I'd want to drink anybody's blood for any reason out of anything.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's right there. It's written. It's in text.
Okay. So Freedom is asking, and I think this must be going back to when we were talking about books. At the beginning of the show, she's asking, what about music or hymn?
Well, it's all mind control stuff. It's a pattern. Remember, the aliens connect to you through patterns. Okay? That's why on the natal chart clearing, you put in numbers. That's a pattern. Let's just say that you wear, I guess the pattern things are repeated a lot, possibly in things that you wear at night, like nightgowns, you know? If you look at children's clothing, you know, the new ones probably have octopus energies on them that they're given to their children, you know. Anyway, But the old days may have been something that was a little nicer, you know, but it's repeated patterns. So the aliens can connect to a pattern that's repeated. So that's another interesting situation. So, yeah, anything that's repeated in patterns, and patterns would be saying the same words over again, that could be not too good either. Even in songs that we sing, regular songs, rock and roll songs, as the pattern's repeated. Remember, that's part of mind control. I think what they tell you is that if you want to get somebody's attention on a lecture, and maybe somebody can validate this for me, I think you have to say the same phrase or the same words right after each other three times, and that starts to imprint that information on the person. So that's part of the mind control patterns that we're set up with here. So anyway, if you notice, I don't normally do that whatsoever. If you listen to all my shows, I try to keep everything pretty well, you know, separated. I might say the same thing over again after a while. In fact, I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He goes, "Ron, I don't know how you can do all these shows four times a week. It's been going on for years." And I go, "Yeah, I wonder myself, you know." But to me, it's the same. I'm talking about the same thing all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But I never get bored. It's just like, you know, each time I might be having somebody wake up a little bit more. Maybe it might take you, 20 shows to finally get what I'm saying. So I don't normally get exhausted, you know, mentally exhausted, we'll say, or exasperated. I do once in a while. Sometimes the males will come in. I try to run a lot of the female energy from the light ship. But once in a while, the males come in, and you may have noticed that on a few of the shows where they're like very stern.
And fast. They're very fast.
Fast, yeah.
They
don't come up for air.
Yeah.
And when they come in, you know it.
Yeah.
Now I have, I probably have the spirit of Princess Diana with me. She normally comes in to help me out with the shows here. And so the shows are normally pretty much geared to human reality here, we'll say, with that flavoring involved with it here. So she tries to bring out a lot of compassion. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Okay, so hymns and music. Okay, let's have a look. So Jane is saying, the real truth is in your heart center and in the moment within.
Yeah, that's it. That's all that all these shows are about is to, you know, to help you. And the clearings are only there so that you can have the energy released from your body that's preventing your spirit to come into you more fully. And that's why we have the clearings. And the same process, like I say on almost every show, I think, is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. And he was, in a sense, saving people from their sins by releasing that energy from them, which is judgment. So those sins, the false thinking, the word sin is a medieval term. And I think they used the word sin in archery where you actually miss the target, miss the center bullseye or something. So it just means that you're not completely in alignment. And that's where I think it probably came from. And they switched it over into the Bible. But basically, he was here to clear you of your repetitive DNA programs that the aliens gave you to prevent you from having your spirit in your body. And that's what he was doing. And the Galactic Federation that was controlling him, I use the word controlling because they were helping him out, also communicating with him as to what to do next, along with the light ship. And they didn't like what he was doing because he was reaching too many people, taking away the mind control patterns that their group was wanting to do on humanity. So they killed him. And that's why he said on the cross, forgive them for they don't know what they do. That's basically it. It's entities. It's stuff that is mind control patterns. And the part about why did you forsake me, that's what he's asking the Federation. Hey, guys, you're here with all of your spaceships, and why didn't you protect me for my mission here? You know that I was here to help humanity on this planet, and you had the higher technology to keep the darkness away from me, the judgments, the anger of other people, the churches, the religions back then, governments, etc. Why did you not protect me during this process? So that's why he stated that. And then the three men on the cross, or the other two people, one person said he needed some help, basically. The light always says yes. So he said, you know, I'll see you in heaven or whatever, you know. See you on, you know, in the light. The other one never, I don't think, wanted to have that energy. But that's also brought forth in the Bible teachings, which I often wonder why they left a lot of that stuff in there, because it is kind of counterproductive to the alien agenda. And maybe somehow it just slipped in. So maybe the light saw its way to come through a little bit. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Janice is saying I've had she's had a Tibetan empowerment, and she's saying, do I need to have it cleared?
Well, that's up to you. I can't say that you need to have it cleared. What's it doing to you? You know, what did it give you at the time? Normally when you have a particular type of clearing by the darkness, it will make you feel good. Remember, they work with emotions. So they'll maybe make you feel wonderful. You may be crying, you know, with happiness, and you feel so wonderful. But what really happened? How hooked up are you to that? And what are they doing to you? So, yeah, you know, I would suggest to having it cleared. That would probably be under the hexes, spells, and curses, because that's probably what you've done to yourself. You made an agreement with something outside of yourself to connect to you whenever it would like to, not knowing when it's going to be, and that's it. So I would suggest having that clearing done for that. There's also one for, I think, religious indoctrination or something like that.
Yeah.
But I would probably do the hexes, spells, and curses first of all, because that's probably what you signed up under. And do it for the whole lifetime, because they could go back in your DNA from your ancestors, and maybe they do the same thing, and you just... they wanted you to get reactivated over again. So they being the alien, so you in this lifetime thought it would be a good idea to do that, not knowing that they're already connected. Maybe their energy was getting a little bit low and they wanted to give you a booster shot to bring you forth, you know, more energy in this lifetime to control you more. But our show's coming to an end.
Oh, my.
So I'll say blessings to all of you. Hope you enjoyed this show here. And next show is Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for all the clearing. See you guys Wednesday.